This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thanks for all tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while going through your questions, one of you had asked, how do you tell your wife or partner or spouse that they're gaining too much weight, that they're getting fat? Well, you're not going to tell them like that. And then we had a couple weeks ago, somebody asked, how do you bring up the fact that your friend's doing too much cosmetic surgery? So let's just talk about it. It's pretty simple, actually. The big mistake we do when we want to address something is we think about it literally. And if you have a spouse that has been gaining weight, okay, what is it that you're really, really concerned about with the weight? Are you concerned about how they look? Are you concerned about their health? See, health, you could go that angle. Okay, if you try to tell, now I'm very direct. So I don't mind if I'm going to lose a friend. I won't lose my spouse. You know, I could be like, okay, stop that. You know, your butt's looking big. You know, I feel like I can say things. And I understand there's people in my life that might be a little sensitive. But fine. If they don't want me as a friend, they don't have to be. I got enough friends. Honestly, I could glean and still be fine. But as a doctor, I feel like it's my duty to inform and educate. So when I see somebody with a goiter, I don't care if I'm in the middle of a party. I'm like, let me touch your neck. I'm sorry. I think the thyroid's big. I know I'm up in their business, but you know what? I feel like it would be a sin if I didn't warn somebody and they have a thyroid cancer or a thyroid condition that could be making them sick. So if you have a family member that has been gaining weight, this is how I did it in the medical office. In the medical office, and I'm not saying you can do this, but how I would do it is I would say, all right, look, let's look at, you want to see some patterns. Let's look at your numbers from 5 years ago, from 10 years ago, and let's see what's changed. Ooh, your cholesterol remains steady. Always start with the good. All right, your sugar's not bad, and there's diabetes in the family. It is creeping up a little bit. But, you know, we're watching it. The weight's gone up. The weight and the sugar might be related. We want to get the sugar down, got to get the weight down. So sometimes there could be a visual. So extrapolate that to your family member. Find an old pair of jeans. My husband's done that. He's like, were these yours? I go, yeah. I wore those jeans when we dated. Oh, I thought it was one of the kid's girlfriend's pants. No, those are mine. I just can't fit in them anymore. Now, that wasn't him saying I gained weight. That was him showing me that there's a pair of pants that I don't fit in. Oh, that's fat shaming. No, no, it's not. And if you really love your spouse, then go the health route. Go the health route. And say, look, all right, I understand we're not 20 anymore. Dahlia, you got a birthday this week. Yeah, I do. And you ain't getting any younger. So we need to be healthy. We got to put our health first. We may have grandkids coming on the way. We need to make sure we're around. What can we do? Well, let's get our physicals. Let's get our colonoscopies. Let's get our mammograms or whatever. Let's get our blood checked. Let's get our weight checked. Now, another thing you could do if you really, really think your spouse is going to freak out by you saying, look, we're gaining too much weight. See, I always say we. I don't say you. I always say we. I go, we got to work on our weight. That always helps. Or we got to work on our health. Or we got to eat better. If you don't, you know, don't put it all on them and say, we, as a family, we got to eat better. We got to cut this out. I heard that this could be why a lot of us have been not losing weight. We have too much plastics around. We're eating this and the salt. So you could maybe do that. But another thing you could do is, You could say, look, I need a workout partner. I don't like, I'm gaining weight. Will you get up with me at 6 a.m. to do the hike? Will you walk with me? Will you, you know, because my husband, he isn't as big on exercising. And so that's what I do for him. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to walk around at night. You know, I'm a girl. I need my big man to protect me. He's like, all right. And then he walks with me. That's how I get him out. So, hike. Like, I want to hike the mountain. There's this mountain off the freeway. It's called Lone Mountain. I want to go up it. But I don't want to go alone, you know, because I'm all alone. You know, and I'm so pretty. And I don't... Okay, I'll go with you. And that's how I get him to hike. That's how I get him to do stuff. So, sometimes doing things as a couple. Another thing you can do is recruit friends. Say, hey, you guys play basketball every Saturday, right? Get my husband Bob to go with you. He goes, yeah, but he sucks. So, but he needs to recruit the friends. Okay, you're going to recruit the friends. Now, what if you have a friend or a loved one who's doing too much plastic surgery? Okay, you don't have a lot of time. Because it could just be one bad injection that just completely makes them change. So what I would do if you don't feel like the direct route, you know, you could say, you know, so Jennifer Garner, wait, no, not Jennifer Garner, I'm sorry, Jennifer Gray is, I think, my fourth or fifth cousin. And she got a nose job, and she's unrecognizable. She's beautiful, but unrecognizable. She doesn't look like the way she looked in Ferris Bueller. And her grandfather and my great-grandfather were, I guess, cousins. And so one thing you could do is you could bring up, you know, celebrities and say, gosh, you know, look at how this face has changed. Look at Meg Ryan. Look at, and, you know, bring them up and go, you know, make sure your doctor isn't doing that on you because I don't want you to look like this. You know, how and talk to them about it. And if you direct would be, your face is changing and you're starting to not look like you. I miss your nose. I miss your eyes. I miss the little lines. Those gave you some character. Or your skin is starting to look shiny. Okay, women do not want to have shiny skin. And you could say, look, you're starting to look a little shiny. Is that okay? Is that a bad sign? Now, when you tell them to go talk to the cosmetic surgeon is making money. So they'll be like, oh, no, 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 it's fine. So recruit their medical doctor. Their medical doctor could get on their weight. The medical doctor could talk to them about the cosmetic surgery issue. But honestly, direct is best. But if you see, there's kind of ways around it. Show them a picture of a plastic surgery fail and say, look, please, for the love of God, be careful. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So going to your questions and your comments, one asked, what was the craziest thing I've ever seen as a doctor that a patient came in with? So it's interesting. I don't have a lot of crazy stories. I do have some, and I've told you some of the more interesting things where somebody came in with left chest pain. And after just my, you know, that's why I really thank God for, you know, having whatever instinct I have. I just didn't want to let this person go home. Even though the heart looked good, the lungs looked good. We ultrasounded the gallbladder. There was a stone, but white count was fine. Blood tests were fine. Everything was fine. But something just didn't seem right. So when the morphine wore off and I felt that they were having a little bit of abdominal pain, I asked the doctor to admit her and keep her. And that doctor yelled at me, doctors do. He ripped me a new one. What the hell am I admitting her for? She's fine. The cardiac enzymes are fine. The x-ray's fine. I did inspiratory and expiratory film to rule out pneumothorax. What? You're wasting my time. You're wasting her money. I go, there's something wrong. Well, what the hell do you want me to do? Get a surgery consult. Her abdomen, something's off. Well, it turned out she had a necrotic gallbladder, and the gallbladder was leaking gas. The bacteria was making gas, and that gas was escaping over to the left side, and that's why she was having the left side of chest pain. And the ultrasound didn't pick it up, and the blood test didn't pick it up. So I thought that was fascinating. In terms of a little bit, like, weird, we had one patient who was having intercourse with her partner, and he was using her like a slot machine. And he had put a casino chip into her vagina, and she couldn't get it out. And so I was going to remove it and then throw it out. We have the biohazard and all that. But she asked what color it was, because depending on the worth, a black chip is $100. A green chip is $20. A red chip is $5. So there was nothing in there. There wasn't. So I told her, sorry. You know, it could have paid for a copay. But there was no, but I thought that was fascinating. You do get a lot of, I know, TV shows and comedians and, like, scrubs will make fun of a lot of that. But I don't find a lot of those stories too funny, because it's really, really common. There are sexual issues that happen a lot. You know, they make fun of priapism. Priapism is some serious stuff. When somebody has a sustained erection, that's pretty painful. And to remove the blood using a needle, which we had to do, not very easy. That's pretty uncomfortable. It's not fun. So, you know, we don't, in medicine, everybody's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed, because we physicians have seen it all. We nurses have seen it all. So it's not that embarrassing. One of the coolest cases I had was the nosebleed, where, and I've told you guys about this, where somebody came in with a really severe nosebleed. Now, I, just to kind of give you some background, I am a family medicine doctor. But after 1 year of residency, you could get your license in another state that only needed 1 year of residency. In Nevada, you needed 3 years of residency. But in Arizona, you only needed one. So most of my senior residents were working in Arizona urgent cares. And so you know, my husband was in chiropractic school, just finishing. He had student loans. I was going to have student loans. We wanted to make sure we had some money before the baby came, or before we started our family. So I tried to find a job also. And mind you, remember, we're working 36-hour shifts. So when you do have any time off, you should be sleeping. Instead, we were working. And so there were no urgent care positions available, because all the other residents took whatever was in driving distance within a 2.5-hour drive from where I was in Vegas. Because Arizona, there was only a few cities that was drivable. You can't be flying. You lose the money you make. So there was an ER that was in one of the cities a couple hours away. And I asked them if they were hiring anybody for urgent care. They go, we only have an ER. We only need, you know, ER docs. And I asked them what they were paying their ER doc. And I said, well, what if you pay me half of that and I just do the fast track, the simpler cases, to free up your ER doc. So now you don't have to hire two ER docs. You could use me, save money, and be able to get through a lot of, and they liked that idea, and I made my own job. But obviously, when the ER got slammed, I ended up doing a lot of ER, and it was fascinating. And I also learned a lot. So we had one person that had a really, really bad nosebleed, and he could have died from this. He just was hemorrhaging from the nose. So we had to pack it, and we had to pack it really, really thoroughly. And so we had almost a softball. Now, we're talking a nostril, a nose. But we had packing almost the size of a softball in his nose. And the bleeding, if you do pack it, if it's not coming anteriorly but it's posteriorly, going from behind, then you have to watch it from the throat or you watch it from the ear. Well, he was still bleeding. So the ER doc said, grab the cocaine. And I giggled, and he goes, no, 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 there's cocaine. Go grab it. So it was a green liquid. And he put a tampon into the guy's nose. Then he took a needle, sucked out some of the cocaine, injected the liquid into the tampon, and that vasoconstricted helped him with the pain. You know, we gave the guy Versed and Valium and really relaxed him to handle all the packing and all that, while giving IV fluids, etc., and being ready to type across and give blood in case he lost blood. But it was the cocaine that vasoconstricted and stopped the nosebleed. Now, please do not do this at home, okay, because you can give yourself a stroke. But that's what we did, and then I would watch the ear, and I saw the blood stop. And then you could see the blood in the ear, behind the eardrum, and it was at about maybe halfway to three quarters, and it stopped. It didn't rise. And we knew we controlled the bleeding. I thought that was fascinating. So that was a fascinating case. There's been multiple others, you know, and, we've talked about the gentleman that came in September 2001 to the urgent care, had a mild issue, was cordial, but just had a look I've never seen on anybody's face before. And it was just different. But I shook it off. I was busy that day. And then a few weeks later, I see him on TV. And I tell my husband, I just saw him at the urgent care. And he's like, no, you didn't. You couldn't have. I'm like, well, how do you know? He goes, because he just flew a plane into the World Trade Center. I go, no, I saw him. When I ran over there, this was before HIPAA, when I ran to the, well, before HIPAA was actively enforced, turned out that Muhammad Atta and one of the terrorists was there in the urgent care, and I had seen him before they went to the World Trade Center to perform the September 11th attacks. And I remember asking my boss, I go, why would they even waste the time to go to an urgent care? And it's because nothing could interfere with the mission. And they apparently, they had to, if at all they couldn't fly, then the whole thing fell apart. So they had to make sure they were well enough. Is that crazy? So, yeah, you know, there's so many other stories that I could tell you, just crazy, crazy stuff. I have patients call in with telemedicine. With one had a basilar skull fracture and had asked for us to treat them over the phone. And we're going to see even more crazy cases because people don't have the money to go or they don't want to spend the money to go to urgent care. Now with Obamacare, the deductibles are so high and the copays are so high that they want treatment. I didn't take care of this patient. It was picked up before I could, but it was someone who was complaining about a cerebral artery aneurysm. Why are you calling in? But they're calling in. And so we're getting phone calls to treat things that need to be treated in person. So it's going to be interesting to see the changes. But the one case that made me laugh, if there was a case that made me laugh, is I walked into a patient and the little kid gave me the middle finger. And I guess the middle finger had a boo-boo. But I jumped back. I did not expect to get the finger. And he had a boo-boo. Thought that was adorable. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. What's next for former President Trump in the classified documents case? Finding someone cleared to look at the documents, the defense team must choose someone to apply for permission to view some of the classified documents at the center of the case. Lots of the South, especially Florida, will feel the heat today. Temperatures topping 105 in the feels-like category. Miami Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the usual advice applies.
If you're doing strenuous activity outside, try to avoid it. Maybe take it inside as well. And the important thing is the water. And something we stress, that we always stress, not only today, is don't leave your children or your pets unattended in the vehicles.
From Texas to Georgia, the issue is a big front that'll bring winds, hail, tornado, even the straight-line wind event called a derecho. We'll find out later today if the Fed does what most experts expect, put a hold on raising interest rates for the moment. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in employment news, remember there was an incident at Starbucks where two black gentlemen had been in the store, and I believe they wanted to use a restroom, but the manager said it was only for paying customers because I believe they had been there and hadn't bought anything. And then the manager got fired. Well, because the men were just sitting there, and I guess they weren't ordering, so she had contacted the police. Jurors in a federal court in New Jersey have now awarded her $25.6 million because she and other white employees were unfairly punished by the coffee chain after these high-profile arrests. Shannon Phillips won $600,000 in compensatory damages and $25 million in punitive damages on Monday after an 8-member jury decided, after 5 hours of deliberation, that race was a determinative factor in Phillips' firing. That's in violation of federal and state anti-discrimination laws. So in April 2018, she was in a Philadelphia store, Starbucks. She called the police on two black men who were sitting in the coffee shop without ordering anything. Phillips was then regional manager of operations in Philadelphia, Southern New Jersey. In Philly and Southern New Jersey and elsewhere. Had nothing to do with the arrest, but lost her job less than a month later after objecting to another white manager being placed on leave amid the uproar. So I guess she wasn't the store manager. This person was the regional manager. The company's rationale for suspending the district manager, who was not responsible for the store where the arrest took place, was an allegation that black store managers were being paid less than white managers, according to the lawsuit. Phillips said that argument made no sense since district managers have no input on employee salaries. The lawsuit alleged Starbucks was instead taking steps to punish white employees who had not been involved in the arrest but who worked in and around the city of Philly in an effort to convince the community that it had properly responded to the incident. During closing arguments, Phillips' lawyer, Laura Mattiacci, told jurors that the company was looking for a sacrificial lamb to calm the outrage and show that it was taking action. Starbucks denied Phillips' allegations, saying the company needed someone with a track record of strength and resolution during a crisis and replaced her with a regional manager who had such experience, including navigating the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. So Starbucks' attorney said a peacetime leader is different from a wartime leader. But Phillips' attorney, however, cited earlier testimony from a black district manager who was responsible for the store where the arrest took place, who described Phillips as somebody beloved by her peers and worked around the clock in the wake of the arrest. So it went back and forth, but the arrest included Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson, who were actually waiting for somebody, but I believe they were there for a while, and the manager had asked them to buy something or... And when they didn't, that manager, I believe, was a female, called the police. They were arrested in a Starbucks coffee shop near Tony Rittenhouse Square in Philly, short after the manager called the police to report that they were either refusing to make a purchase or leave the premises. Now, they were released without charges. But the video of the arrest prompted national outcry, led to the current CEO of Starbucks to personally apologize to the men. The company reached a settlement with both men for an undisclosed sum, and an offer of free college education. The company also changed store policies and closed locations across the country for an afternoon of racial bias training. So the two men also reached a deal with the city of Philly for a symbolic $1 each and a promise from officials to set up a $200,000 program for young entrepreneurs. So then police had to adopt a new policy about trespassing on private property. So warned business against misusing the authority of police officers. Now, where this became so convoluted, and it's a shame. You had two guys waiting for somebody that, but it got to the point where the police got involved. And I know some people said, well, why didn't they wait outside? Well, I don't know what the weather was like. Why didn't they explain they were waiting for somebody or what? And I get it. I've met people, and if they say we're buying, you know, sometimes I'm not going to buy. I'm going to wait. But on the flip side, I understand that with crime rising, people were nervous that, well, if there's, you know, somebody using a table, somebody not, we need it for paying customers. I mean, how many times have I sat waiting for somebody and they said, I'm sorry, ma'am, we need that table. Can you move? And so I don't know why it escalated to the point that the police got involved, but apparently it did. Now, on the flip side, many managers, just like with these, you know, school issues with kids that might be combative, many school officials have been told you don't touch the person, you don't interact, you could get in trouble. Get an outside, get the authorities. They could then deal with the kid that might be being combative, or they could deal with a customer or a non-customer that might be, you know, before you cause it to escalate, get the authorities. The problem is the police felt that it warranted an arrest that then came back on Starbucks. And so when the police say, look, you know, we're going to rethink what trespassing is so we don't end up arresting people that aren't officially trespassing. Again, I'm not sure how this all didn't get fixed by just a conversation. Usually police are like, what's going on? Well, I'm here. We're waiting for somebody. So I'm not sure where it got to the point where that happened, but sadly it did. And then, you know, their settlements were made, et cetera. But we have a problem here where, as I said, managers, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And so we need to have just a very consistent message or a protocol. And so, you know, sadly, we had, you know, when we went through the whole COVID vaccine mandate and mask mandate, I mean, you know, store managers, they didn't know what to do. If somebody wasn't wearing a mask and they came in, that could close down. Remember, I mean, you could literally lose your business because somebody is there without a mask. Yet, if they contacted the police and the police ended up arresting them, then that could get them in trouble as well for contacting the police. People didn't know what to do. And that's, you know, that's frustrating. Now, we're being told, remember there was a teacher in Virginia who was shot by her six-year-old student? She apparently is not returning to campus, and we were told that she was fired, that there was a separation of service. Now, this is also a little bit concerning because there's rumors circulating that she was fired because she was suing for being shot by the student, and that the school district knew that there was an issue. And so here we are again, where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. The lawyers of this Virginia teacher, Abigail Zwirner, who was shot in January, said that she was firing. She filed a $40 million lawsuit against the board. And they say the school district is trying to push her out. The woman was protecting 20 other students, risking her life, but she ends up getting fired. Now, in an email, it says Zwirner wrote to HR she wished to resign, but she hasn't been paid since February. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but we also have teachers that are very confused on what path they need to be taking. You know, you're not supposed to profile, you're not supposed to, you know, shame, you're not supposed to accuse somebody, but if you have a child that you think could possibly be a threat, what do? I mean, you know, how many times have, and I've been in this position too, where I had suggested, look, I'm concerned about this, I'm concerned, and nothing happens. And then she ends up getting shot. Thank God she lived. So, you know, not sure what's going on here. They said that she did resign. Another say she got fired. But Newport Public Schools had said that they did process her request to resign. Not sure, again, if she was forced to resign. But, you know, with teachers looking at all this, they're going to rethink, you know, working and putting their lives on the line. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just a little bit of trivia. You guys see CVS pharmacies all over the place? You guys know what CVS stands for? CVS stands for Consumer Value Store. I didn't know CVS stood for something. I just don't think like that. Maybe it's because I don't care. I like acronyms. I like how things are just easy. Consumer Value Store. But remember, I think it was launched, well, the logo was launched in the 60s. So in the 60s, it was all about value. And I love looking at marketing. Marketing is one of my hobbies because I had jobs in marketing. So it is fascinating to me. I think it was founded, the store, in 1963 called Consumer Value Store. And then later, CVS Health, CVS Pharmacy. Now I think, does Target own it? A lot of CVSs aren't Target. Or they operate in Target. But anyway, so for those of you that go to a CVS, fascinating to know that it means something. Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI. I learn something new every day. Did you know that there was a Walmart-backed bank account? And apparently it pays good interest? There's a banking firm backed by Walmart that has a savings rate of 5%. It's about 12 times more than other banks. This has been reported by Daily Mail. FinTech One is following the footsteps of Apple. There's an Apple bank account? Launched a 4.15% deal to draw customers away from other banks. So you could actually have a bank account. They're moving into the banking industry? Is that what they're doing? Some banks, they only give about 0.4%. So if you have a one account, you could make 5% with that. One is majority owned by Walmart, but operates independently. And it advertised its savings rates as 1%. But sources familiar say they quietly upped their rates to 5%. Well, that's kind of nice. Bonds went down. I think the I-bonds went down to 4-something, 4%. Remember, they were up at like 9. They were doing really well at one point. So, look, I'm for making money. Honestly, I am for, if you know how to get extra interest, or go for it. Savers had to have deposited at least $500 last month, have a total daily balance of $5,000, or automatically save part of their paycheck. The yield is capped at a balance of $100,000. Those who are not eligible will continue to receive the 1% yield. So, mainstream banks are supposed to be passing on the Federal Reserve rates that rise. Some aren't. The Federal Reserve's funds rate has been raised for 10 months straight. Officials decided to put a pause on that. And so right now it's hovering between 5 and 5.25%. So that should be roughly what banks use to pay interest on savings. It's not happening. As you remember, in April, consumers withdrew billions of dollars from Charles Schwab, State Street, MT&T, I think First Republic. Executives at Schwab admitted that its failure to pass on high interest rates to savers caused the exodus. Chief executive said, "We're not oblivious. We know we have driven much of what has gone on that has affected our near-term earnings." Well, everyone's trying to save money. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in March left people, freaked out. Current average yield is 0.4%. See, I don't make any money on my savings. But I don't really have a lot of savings. I really don't. Again, we're at the point, because we have the kids, and we have the student loans, and only now we're trying to, and then we have the recession. Then we had a couple family members die, and nobody had money to bury them, so that emptied out our bank account. So we've just been very slowly trying to save now. And I'm nervous about it, because I have another birthday coming. But apparently, I'm going to check it out. That's interesting. I don't have a lot of money to put in, but if a customer put $10,000 into a savings account, which offered the 0.4%, they would only earn $40 interest in 12 months. But with the one account, they would have earned $500 in the first year. With a $1,000 deposit, they'd make $50 a year. So that's kind of nice. Interesting. I have no idea why they would be that involved with banking and all that, but that's what these companies are doing. They're trying to evolve. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interesting, there was this story saying that the average American thinks that to be rich, you need to have $2.2 million net worth in order to feel wealthy. But, on average, those who have about $500,000 say they have enough to feel wealthy. Now, what I find is the grass always looks greener. I've been watching people post their pictures at the Golden Knights game. So at the Stanley Cup Finals last night, those tickets were going for thousands. And I'm seeing people of all incomes there at the game. Now, I'm thinking to myself, how the hell did you have thousands of dollars burning a hole in your pocket to spend? Now, mind you, if you could go to the game, that was fantastic. Just seeing it on TV blew my mind. Can you imagine being there when your town and your team won the Stanley Cup final? Amazing. But honestly, even if I did have the money, I just don't see myself spending thousands of dollars for tickets. Because it wouldn't just be me and my husband, and then the kids would want to go. You know, that's a lot of money. That's the problem we're having with Super Bowl right now. I mean, if I could pull together enough money for one ticket, I'm not going to go by myself. I want to take my boys, they're football fans, my husband. So I got to find four tickets to the Super Bowl. There's no way. So, people like we had that one caller that had asked, you know, how much money do you need and to be able to retire or how much? And I don't think there actually is a number because I think a lot of it's pretty relative. I mean, if you only have $5,000 in the bank, you'd be in trouble. But this idea of, well, we're rich, we're wealthy, I don't think there's an actual number. I see people who are actually, I want to use the term poor, even though they aren't, because they have a lot of assets, but they have no money in the bank because they have cars and houses and businesses that are borrowed to the gill. So it looks like they're in a nice neighborhood. It looks like they have a fancy car. It looks like they have multiple businesses, but they don't have any money in the bank. So are they wealthy? Are those assets liquid? Do the assets lose value when the housing market crashes? So, interestingly, how Gen Z thinks you need about $414,000 to feel wealthy. Millennials, $531,000. Gen X, $410,000. Baby boomers feel you need $692,000. It's an interesting study. How, you know, depend on where you are, what your generation is. This was the Modern Wealth Survey by investment firm Charles Schwab. But the average person felt that you would really need millions to be rich. And, yeah, I got to be honest with you. Seeing what I'm seeing with inflation and medical costs, and home health, nursing home costs, I don't think any of us are going to have the number we need. I mean, I think the rich do. But a lot of us don't have big families. And so you don't have a lot of people putting money into the pot to help support the older individuals. It usually falls on one person. And I think the conversation shouldn't be how much money do you need to be rich, is how quickly you could very easily become poor if you don't plan ahead. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.